right now?
Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Gutter Glove.
Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hey there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, our weekly get-together where we really try to educate. This is a show, you know, there's a lot of shows out there that educate, but what we try to do is educate with a slant on saving you time, saving you money, maybe saving your health, and that's going to be kind of the case today in our discussion. But when we talk about saving on energy, we also talk about what is the most efficient way to do things, ways that will sustain your home, your lifestyle, things along those lines. And with us today, we have a new guest, Gutter Glove, which was at the expo this past February. And Gary is with Gutter Glove, Gary Hero. Gary, nice to have you with us and welcome.
Morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, let's start first off with who you are. Who is Gutter Glove?
Well, I'm Gary Hero. Again, as you mentioned, I've been in the area for about 12 years now. Been a general contractor for the majority of those years, doing various trades in the construction industry, and I'd say probably in the last 5 years, I became involved with this Gutter Glove product, started installing it for the distributor, and now, fast forward a few years, I'm actually the owner of the franchise, and we focus mainly on one thing, and that's gutter covers.
One thing you said to me, and this is not unusual for people who sit in that chair, is you started doing something general, like general contractor, and then you got involved in this. And usually there is something that happens, something that you go, man, I got to do this. I mean, this is, a light goes on.
Yep.
Was there something like that for you?
Yep, and that's what it was with Gutter Glove. Again, I was new as a general contractor on my own. I'd worked for other people in the past. But I started working with Gutter Glove just doing installations for a friend of mine that owned the company at that time, and I was putting this product on, and it was an amazing product. I saw the value in it. I'd seen enough covers in the past with my background. A lot of them were disappointing. I saw Gutter Glove. I saw the quality of it, got using it, installing it for people. There was never any callbacks to fix anything. Consumers loved it. They were telling their neighbors about it, which was creating more work, and it just blossomed from there.
So in the trade profession, Gutter Glove is what would be called a gutter cover? Is that kind of the trade word for it?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a micro mesh system. Okay. There's many different styles of gutter covers out there, but ours is a micro mesh system, meaning that we filter the water.
Mm-hmm. And Gutter Glove is well known. It is all over the country, the world, what?
Yeah, exactly. Nationally, actually, the product was developed in California, Rockland, California, out there by a guy that did a lot of gutter cleaning, and he took off a lot of covers, cleaned a lot of gutters, and he said there's got to be a better solution, and Gutter Glove is the fruition of all his knowledge put together.
So that kind of surprises me that a gutter club cover company would come out of California, because I wouldn't
For sure.
think that.
Yep. People are even more surprised that we have a heated one.
But there are
cold spots in California.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. You think California, you think sunny California, but yes, there's other parts for sure. So when Gutter Glove is out there, obviously there are competitors in the market, and when people look at gutter covers, what are some of the reasons why they need a gutter cover?
First off, the biggest thing is safety. People at some point in their lives decide that it's no longer worth it for them to drag out the ladder, climb up onto the roof, or stay on the ladder and move that and continue that process around their entire roof. They get tired of doing that. There's many different accidents that occur throughout the years. They hear about it from their neighbors, their friends, and they decide that I don't want to do that anymore. That's the biggest thing.
And I think, you know, anybody owns a home can relate to this, and you go up the ladder, And you go, I can reach one more inch, and you try that one more inch, and that ladder just starts shaking or sliding, and you go, whoa, what am I doing?
Exactly.
And you were just telling me off the air about you got a call from somebody who basically, I think, is the typical type of thing. Either it would be the female or the male, and go, I just don't want him going up there anymore.
Yep, that's usually what I run into. The wife says, I just don't want my husband up there anymore. He's too valuable to me. I want to put something on there. I want to remedy the situation once and for all, be done with it, and not have to worry about cleaning our gutters anymore.
And, you know, my house in particular, we've got a really low front end. So it's a small, I don't even have to extend the ladder. It's not a big deal, you know, to go up on that end. But on the back side of my house, we've got a tall backside that I actually extend that ladder all the way up. And when I go up there, it's bending, it's swaying, and I don't mind telling you, it's a little scary. And even though I'm pretty secure going up there, I take my time going up there, I can imagine someone who shaky, up there in age, whatever, you have no business doing that, and it's a safety issue.
Definitely, and there's story after story that I hear because I'm in this business of, you know, the negative effects of people doing that, hospital visits, even death.
Mm-hmm. Gary Hero is with us. He's the owner of Gutter Glove, and the company is GLH Construction, Home Services Construction, but he is a franchisee of Gutter Glove. And I want to talk about the different uses of Gutter Glove, because we're going to get into a conversation, I think, that is really going to be stunning to you a little bit later on here. But a lot of people think Gutter Glove, you think gutter covers, okay, it's good for the fall. Because the leaves start to drop, which is obviously true. However, this time of year, when the spring comes, there's a lot of leaves that start budding, which produce seeds, which produce all kinds of different things before they actually get into the leaves or their fruit or things along those lines. So a gutter glove, a gutter cover, is really good, I would say, almost all year round.
Definitely, Bill. I get customers all the time that are kicking the tires trying to decide whether or not they need a cover. And they're like, you know, right now I'm cleaning my gutters 2-3 times a year, so I don't know I need it. Well, and this is what I tell them. If you're cleaning your gutters 2-3 times a year, well, your gutters are clean 2-3 times a year, and that's about it. When it comes to spring, you've got the seeds. You've always got the constant roof granules washing down the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds, the different varying buds, as you mentioned, the flowers. And then that doesn't even get us into the fall time.
Yeah, yeah. And the heavy-duty fall, when the leaves start getting impacted in that gutter, and you can't get any flow out of your gutter at all.
Exactly.
One thing I noticed at your demonstration at the expo, which I thought was pretty cool, is you had some constant water flowing off what would be a roof, a simulation of a roof, and how the gutter would work. Explain that a little bit and why you had that simulation.
Well, just like with any product, it's always important to show how it's going to function. And if anyone's been to an expo show out there, they probably know there's at least a dozen different gutter covers at these shows. And usually most of them are showing water also. I take that a step further. Not only do we show large amounts of water washing down our display, but we're the only one where you're going to see a real-life setting where we've got leaves, I've got pine needles, I've got roof granules, I've got all that debris placed on the roof, trying to simulate that real-world situation as much as possible, showing folks what an amazing job Gutter Glove does, not only at capturing all the water, but doing it in a real-world scenario when you've got wind blowing all that debris off onto your roof at the same time.
Gutter Glove with us, Gary Hero. The number to call is 296-9725. That's 296-9725. You can go to gutterglove.com, which is the national website for Gutter Glove. But I've been on there, and they have good demonstrations, videos, things like that of what it does. And it's amazing. You know, we talk about energy and saving on energy, but the impact that a gutter being backed up has really is not only a time saver, but a money saver, because that backed up, I'm going to call it residue, or whatever it is, can really rot out a lot of things, not only on your roof, but inside your home. Correct?
Definitely, yeah. You mentioned earlier the first thing about safety, and that is a main priority. But just right behind, directly behind that is the issue of the debris sitting in the gutter. The gutters are full of leaf and debris. The water is not evacuating the system like it needs to. Next thing you know, you've got water either coming over the edge, which water stains the front of the building or the home, causing damage or rot down the road. Again, water directly at your foundation level is going to eventually get into the foundation, create issues down in the basement perhaps. So, or just as simple as a gutter full of water and leaves and debris will eventually start to rot out your fascia board because of the water. The gutter, the level is so high, it gets into the way the gutter's fastened onto the fascia.
A common question, I'm sure, is will this work for my gutter? Meaning, does Gutter Glove have a system for every gutter out there?
Well, that's the amazing thing about Gutter Glove. We're not going to completely replace your entire gutter system to provide you with gutter protection. We can go onto any 5 or 6 inch aluminum or seamless or metal gutter, and we can retrofit right on top of those. And there's pretty much an application with our products to go on, I'd say, 95% of all gutters out there. Most of the time we can't fit onto a vinyl gutter, but we can also talk about possibilities of changing out that vinyl gutter.
We're going to take a break, and I want you to stay through this break, because if you have thought about which kind of gutter covering to use, we're going to talk about a study that was done that I think will surprise you. It surprised me about the properties and what people are finding about Gutter Glove. Again, the number 296-9725. That's 296-9725. We'll be back after this.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Are you tired of golf courses that have the same look on each hole? Then head to High Cliff Public Golf Course, where almost every hole has a different look. See why High Cliff is voted best in the valley for the past 3 years? And with the new renovations to the course and the clubhouse, it keeps getting better. It's a great time to play High Cliff with early season views of Lake Winnebago. It's the official golf course of WVBO, High Cliff Public Golf Course in Sherwood. Call 989-1045 or book a tee time online at highcliffgolf.com.
We are back. Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, along with Gutter Glove here, Gary Hero. Again, the number 296-9725. Gary is with GLH Home Services, but he is a franchisee of Gutter Glove, which is known all over the country. But I got to say, Gary, I think for the most part, until I met you, I had not heard of Gutter Glove in this area. So when we sat down and had a cup of coffee and talked a little bit, you brought out some information to me that, quite frankly, was pretty amazing as to the success that Gutter Glove has and the reports that it is getting from non-biased sources. So why don't we share that a little bit?
Yeah, I knew I have a great product here. It was just a matter of, hey, we got to get people in Wisconsin here to recognize Gutter Glove and the value that it could have on their home. And the biggest thing that, again, I showed you when we sat down is the report from Consumer Reports, where they tested any gutter cover that's out there that's worth talking about and testing. They purchased every one of those products, and they tested them in various amounts of rain and debris over a 13-month period. And just like I showed you, I show every customer the wonderful ratings that Gutter Glove Pro received in that review.
Yeah, and you know, you look at these in some of the major brands that you would consider the major brands are on here. And you know, understand, I think most people know Consumer Reports, but Consumer Reports is one of those great sources to use as you are using, because it is not biased. It is totally, it does it on an even keel as much as possibly that can be even, and test it, and then gives its report, not based on advertising, on influence, on kickbacks, or anything along that. This is just a neutral report that is put out, and Gutter Glove for the residential homeowner installed is number one by that. Now, let's talk a little bit about what gets its high rating, the buildup. It talks about it rates high in buildup, meaning there isn't any buildup. How does that work, that there isn't any buildup compared to some of the other competitors?
Well, on this review, obviously, we're dealing with two different products for the most part. We're dealing with screens or micro mesh systems that filter the water through various types of screens. The other option is surface tension, or as most people recognize them, as a reverse curve system that we see really popular in our area, where the water tries to follow the curve around and in to an opening in a gutter. The reason we have such an excellent rating for handling buildup is because not only can we have the buildup on the screen and still filter the water, but Gutter Glove's designed to follow the pitch of the roof. So the harder it rains and the more the wind blows, the more it continues to wash that debris off itself and self-cleans.
So is the secret in the sauce, so to speak, is it the mesh? Is it the mesh that you use?
Yeah, no doubt. We use a surgical-grade stainless steel mesh, over 1,500 holes per square inch. Basically, we're talking microscopic holes. People think, well, the bigger the hole, the better it would capture that water, and that isn't the case. The smaller the hole, and again, in this case, microscopic, they're so small, that's what allows us to not have that screen get clogged over time.
Does everybody have a screen, the competitors?
Some type of screen, yes. Some of them might be nylon. Some of them might be vinyl.
That's where I was going.
Some of them might be steel.
So they may have a screen. They just don't have this kind of screen.
Exactly. Many times I get customers that say, oh, I've got that on my house. You might have a screen, but if Gutter Glove was installed, it was because I did it in this area. So for the most part, yeah, there's a lot of screens out there. They were not all created equal.
And, you know, I haven't seen the testing and all that, but they talk about flow. And there's actually in this Consumer Reports survey, they do the heavy flow and severe flow. And to me, they're both severe. But for the most part, are we talking about when it rains hard, the amount of water that goes into the gutter compared to the competitors maybe, where the water flow is just overflowing onto the ground? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's correct. And what you'll see is... a lot of the covers will do a decent job on those straight stretches on a home. It's where you get into those inside corners, those valleys, where you get the high concentration of water. That's where we get into our severe flow and our heavy flows. That's what most of the consumers want to see not happen. They don't want to see that large amount of water that's coming down a valley spilling over their gutter cover that they just invested in.
So explain to me, let's say... You know, let's just talk about fall for an example. It's one of those fall days that is windy. The leaves are ready to fall, and the heavy wind it's blowing the leaves are gone. And this is one of those days where the leaves are gone. How does the leaves not get caught up on the screen and the water not get backed up with Gutter Glove?
Well, again, and you saw in my demonstration, there will be times, it's a real-world setting, those leaves will sit on that screen at times. They're saturated. They might sit there.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about Gutter Glove, we've got that 4 inches of screen on there. We've got plenty of spots for the water to continue filtering into the screen with the leaf sitting there. Mm-hmm. Again, the harder it rains, the more it's going to wash that stuff off and self-clean. But again, just like on a fall day on your roof, you maybe one day you go out there and it's full of leaves. The next day they're gone. Well, they dried up, they blew away. It's the same with the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we follow the plane of the roof, so when we get that wind that's blowing on your roof, cleaning it off, the same thing's going to happen to the cover. You're going to see the majority of that debris blown off that didn't wash off.
So do you change, depending on the pitch of the roof, that will change? Is it I may not say the right words here, but the angle of how the gutter cover would be positioned?
Well, with our installation of sitting under your first row of shingles and attaching to the front edge of the gutter, that's what allows us to follow that pitch of the roof around the house.
So it's connected, in other words, to
not connected, Bill. We don't want any screwing or penetration to that roof line.
Okay.
So it just sits under the first row of shingles, and we connect to the front edge of the gutter.
Gotcha. Okay. See, I'm glad you
That's an important fact.
It is a good
Because we don't want anyone thinking
that.
At any point they could have a damage or a warranty issue to their roof down the road.
Right. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about if someone is hearing this and say, dear, I love you to death, and I do not want you to go up on those roofs anymore. We're going to call Gutter Glove. What happens here? They call this number. Okay, let's start with the process, 296-9725. Who do they reach?
Well, they're going to talk to me.
I like
Gary
that.
Hero.
So you're not talking to an operator.
Nope.
You're not talking to California or something like that. You're talking to you.
Yep.
Okay.
And then it's going to be as simple. I'm going to, thank them for giving me a phone call. And then I'm going to talk about setting up a time that works for the both of us. I come on out there, show them our products in person, let them feel them, let them see the quality that they're actually made out of. You can see that on the website, but to actually feel that product in your hands, 1/8-inch extruded aluminum, you see that you're looking at a premium product. And then once I've answered any questions about the product, then I go out there, measure up the roof line, talk about any concerns they might have, and then I give them the estimate.
Okay.
And that's pretty much where it ends. No big sales pressure to buy. It's just, here's a great product. I love it, and I want you to like it too, but it's got to be the right decision for you.
One thing we talked about, because whenever I have somebody come on the show, I want to know how they sell, quite frankly, because I think that's important of how you sell. And you mentioned it was no pressure, and you kind of glossed over that. And I want to highlight that, because I think in this business, in the gutter cover business, there's a lot of people out there who is, it's not sell, it's sell, you
Correct.
Know?
Yes, for sure.
And that's not Gary. That's not you.
That's not me. I've never been a salesman. Again, been in construction most of my career. And Gutter Glove forces me to sit down with homeowners and show them the value of the product. I don't like to call it sales as much as education.
Yep.
I think if a customer sees the value in the product and they do their own research, they're going to see why Gutter Glove stands alone as a premier gutter cover.
Now, when people say, okay, I'm interested in doing this, you measured the roof or the gutter. You measure the gutters? Is that what you're measuring?
Yeah, I just have a walking ruler.
Okay.
And I draw up a schematic of the home, and I run around there and get all the measurements of the different gutters on the home.
Okay. Does the consumer need to do anything once they're interested? Do they need to, I don't know, make sure that everything is clear around you so you can get up to the gutters or anything like that? Is it?
No, for the most part, it's just let's get a date set on the schedule. And I even tell them, don't worry about your gutters from here on out. We're going to come out there. Don't clean them ahead of time. We're going to clean these gutters as we go and install the product. And I also tell the customers, if you've got leaky corners or leaky end caps where you see a constant drip, let me know those things ahead of time. We can caulk those up ahead of time, make sure they're clean. Make sure your gutters are functioning as well as possible. So when we put Gutter Glove on, they continue to work that much better.
How long does the whole process take when you arrive at the home? And I know we're talking about an average home. I know each home is different.
Yeah, but an average install of a home with Gutter Glove Pro put on takes about a day.
Okay.
Maybe 6 hours. Just depends on, the size of the home, but never more than a day.
Is there anything that a consumer, we talk a lot, about people who come into this show, things are mechanical. And when we're talking to heating and cooling guys or solar guys or whatever, they're mechanical. Things do, not quite work right. Are there adjustments that need to be made sometimes in your field or no?
A little bit of the education that I like to give every customer I talk to. I want them to know every pro and con of my product in particular. And that's one of the things I always take time to help them realize. Anytime you put a gutter cover that's not heated on your home, you can possibly see a few more icicles in the winter due to the fact that the gutter is no longer filling up with ice, which is a good thing. Except now it's more visible to you, so you might see that occasionally. more icicles with an unheated gutter cover.
And we're heading into the warmer season, but let's talk about that just briefly, about the heating device that you provide.
Yeah, we do have Gutter Glove Icebreaker, which is a phenomenal product at alleviating ice issues, ice buildup, ice damming. We've got that along with our heated roof panels where we can put those in a valley or up to a up to a chimney.
Okay.
Or even up to a skylight. All those different areas where you get melting issue due to energy loss. Several different ways we can tackle ice on a roof and a gutter system and alleviate those problems.
So anywhere you have some buildup over the history of your home in the wintertime, you would have a device to get rid of that.
Exactly. And
awesome.
Again, we don't want to heat the entire thing. We can just fix that trouble area where you're getting that ice buildup, and we can continue on with our unheated covers anywhere. Butt it up and take right off from there.
Well, we're in the spring season, and the seeds and all the other, the helicopters and all the other things that are forming are out there. So now's the time to call Gutter Glove. Again, Gary Hero with us. The number is 296-9725, 296-9725. Go to gutterglove.com, but give Gary a call. He's the one who's going to answer the phone and take care of your needs. Gary, it was great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.
Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Gutter Glove.